You're listening to SBS News.
On just his third day on the job, Bangladesh's Refugee Relief and Repatriation Commissioner has led visiting Australian MPs and senators through the world's largest refugee camp. Of the 1.1 million Rohingya crammed inside the flood-prone seaside area of Cox's Bazar, 80% are women and children. Among the Australian parliamentarians is Labor MP Anne Alley.
Really, nothing can prepare you for what we see here. It's heartbreaking. You go through emotions of sadness and anger. The thought and the realisation that these are forgotten people.
Paul Ronalds from the charity Save the Children says the fear is that nobody remembers them either.
This is really a ticking time bomb when it comes to humanitarian crises, but it's a ticking time bomb that most Australians have probably forgotten about.
Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally says she's found herself to be inspired by stories of resilience and optimism, visiting learning centres and health clinics funded by Australian Aid.
There is a population of people here who want to create community, who want to create economy, and who want to go back to their homeland. And they are making the best out of a very difficult situation.
One mother told the group how she fled Rakhine State when the military opened fire and burnt down their village.
You cannot imagine how many children were shot and killed. The mothers were leaving behind their children. They couldn't reach them. They had to save themselves.
They say they owe their lives to Bangladesh, the nation they now call their mother, but they want to return home to Myanmar, but only when it's safe.
Our mother has to send her government to Myanmar with us for protection. Without that, we won't go. So now we stay here hugging our mother. We won't go back there without her.
While much good work is being done on the ground to safeguard those seeking shelter, there is a growing frustration. A political solution has not yet been achieved. Anne Alley says the big fear now is that this humanitarian crisis could become a generational and cultural catastrophe.
Well, already we see 100 children a day born into these refugee camps. What I don't want to see is generations and generations and generations of Rohingya refugees right here at these makeshift camps.
Adding to that anxiety, plans to relocate 100,000 refugees to a nearby island as the military begins to install fences around the entire mega camp perimeter. Paul Ronalds from Save the Children says that raises questions about its intended long-term purpose and the welfare of those inside.
That fence that really does raise deep concerns from a humanitarian perspective.
The commissioner wouldn't be drawn on alternatives to full repatriation, including third-party resettlement. Mahabub Alam Talukdar told SBS News it all depends upon the willingness of the Myanmar government. Christina Keneally says an international response is also required.
The world community needs to put its pressure on Myanmar to be part of a solution. But Myanmar isn't the only solution here. There is, with this many people who have been displaced, with this many refugees, it's quite clear there will need to be a global solution.
It's unlikely that one will be found before the fourth monsoon season hits, testing the patience of the displaced and the beachside community of Cox's Bazar doing their best to help. Alan Lee, SBS News.